With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli soldiers are battling Hamas fighters in the streets of southern Israel and launching retaliation strikes across Gaza. The fighting was still underway Sunday, more than 24 hours after the Palestinian militant group launched an unprecedented incursion into Israel. Also on SRNNews.com, the president of the American Jewish Congress Organization, Jack Rosen, says the level of violence is disturbing.
We're angered, we're upset, we're frustrated. We don't understand the timing of it. And we think that attacking civilians and taking women hostages is inhumane, and it's not where the world ought to be in year 2023.
A Taliban government spokesperson says the death toll from strong earthquakes that shook western Afghanistan has jumped to more than 2,000. It's one of the deadliest earthquakes to strike the country in two decades. President Biden is blaming the news media for the public's negative view of the economy.
The president believes his economic policies are working, even though Americans continue to give him low marks for his handling of the economy. On Friday, Mr. Biden blamed the press.
You all are not the happiest people in the world. What you report. You get more legs when you report something that's negative.
However, many Americans continue to point to inflation and high interest rates as problematic. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S.-Mexico border and immigration are creating political and security challenges for President Biden. Even some of his top allies worry about those issues' effects on his reelection chances. Some Democrats across the country are distancing themselves from the White House. This is SRN News. America's lawmen have some questions for Pornhub.
26 state attorneys general have sent a letter to the parent company of the biggest pornography site on the internet, demanding to know more about a loophole that may be endangering children. A recent undercover video released by Sound Investigations shows a man who says he works for the company explaining how users can get around the age and consent verification process for uploading sexually explicit content. If that's happening, it's against the law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There are many opinions about what is ailing America these days, but Franklin Graham says the diagnosis is simple: sin. Writing in Harbinger's Daily, Graham says, quote, sin not only brings death and destruction, but it also horribly deceives. When a culture can no longer decide exactly what defines a man or woman, or accepts that a person can somehow change his or her biological identity and gender, it is gravely deceived. This is SRN News. California becomes the first state to ban four chemicals from food and drinks.
Among the ingredients outlawed are red dye number 3, a food coloring used in candy. It's one of several laws Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signed Saturday. He also signed into law a measure allowing legislative staffers to unionize, a move that comes after lawmakers passed several labor initiatives amid a summer of strikes by hotel workers, actors, and writers. Newsom has until October 14th to act on legislation lawmakers have sent to his desk. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
In the area around the historic Maui town, largely destroyed by wildfire 2 months ago, is scheduled to welcome back travelers. The move this weekend comes as the mayor and Hawaii's governor push ahead to restart tourism in support of the economy, despite vocal opposition from some Lahaina residents. The websites of 5 hotels in West Maui show they're accepting reservations again. More details at SRNNews.com.